It's 11 minutes before the hour. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Today is Tuesday, May 21st, 2024. I'm Brooke Schaefer with Raven News. Alaska's legislature adjourned last week after passing a $4.1 billion capital budget. But the massive spending package included no money whatsoever for two important projects in the district represented by Sitka Senator Bert Stedman, Sitka's Catlian Bay Road and the new Petersburg Hospital. In a conversation with KFSK's Shelby Herbert, Stedman was clearly frustrated by the situation. Millions from a state transportation bond have already been spent on the Catlian project, which remains far from completion, while the Petersburg Hospital is still in the planning stages.
Is there funding to complete the Catlian Bay Road in the capital or operating budgets?
No. Again, the appropriation is too large. They're about 20 short and another 7 for bridges. Not a dime. There is leftover bond appropriation money from projects up north that have been federalized that they could redirect if DOT decides to do that and the governor decides to do that. But I couldn't put any money in that project. That's a three quarters of the way done. It's all connected. It just got to do the bridges and some other stuff. But no, there's not 10 cents in the budget for that.
Do you think it's a worthy project?
Oh, there's no doubt about that. There hasn't been a road expansion in Sitka in 60 years or so, or 70 years. Probably 60 years. And it gets into an area that can be developed in Catlian Bay. So that's not a challenge. In that regard, the challenge is getting the funds to finish it. And if they would have done the project back in 2012-13 when the money was available, the bond proceeds and stuff, and built the road down on the waterfront instead of up on the hillside, it would have been done years ago and cost probably a quarter what they're spending on it. So unfortunately, neither one of those big projects, one's three quarters of the way done, and this one here is just doing some dirt work. Neither one of them got 10 cents, and I don't see the ability to do big appropriations for projects around southeast outside of energy coming at us. But another differentiation between the Catlian and the hospitals is the hospitals are municipal. Catlian Bay is a state highway. Mm. So there's a little difference between those two projects, but neither one of them got 10 cents.
That was Sitka Senator Bert Stedman speaking with KFSK's Shelby Herbert about the Catlian Bay Road in Sitka and plans for a new hospital in Petersburg. Neither project received funding in next year's state capital budget. Problems with electric utilities are not limited to Sitka. Short staffing and aging infrastructure are affecting communities across the region. Last month, an electric pole in Ketchikan caught fire and sent Ketchikan, Petersburg, and Wrangell into a blackout. The three grids, which are interconnected, went dark for a few hours. But as KRBD's Jack Darrell reports, that smoldering electric pole was symptomatic of a much larger, decades-long issue facing Ketchikan Public Utility. And before it gets better, it could get much worse.
Okay, that's the sound of a hydroelectric generator. There are two of them in this powerhouse. They look like portals you'd step through to time travel. And thousands of gallons of water from upper and lower Ketchikan lakes are pumping through the turbine by the minute. The big circular generator is spinning so fast, it almost looks like it's standing still. Generators like this one feed pretty much the entire Ketchikan electric grid. And that grid makes Jeremy Bynum very worried.
I've seen insulators fail in pole fires over the last 7 or 8 years, but nothing like we're seeing right now.
Bynum is the head of the electric division at the city-owned Ketchikan Public Utilities, or KPU. And for months, he's been raising serious alarms about aging infrastructure, short staffing, and underfunding at the utility. During a city council meeting in early May, he got emotional.
This is the condition of our system. And as your manager, this keeps me up at night.
Bynum says the outages, pole fires, and grid failures, they may be the beginning of something Ketchikan isn't prepared for. The pole fire that shut down Wrangell, Ketchikan, and Petersburg in April was caused by a failed insulator. Every electric pole has them. They're those corkscrew-looking things that the wires are suspended from. There are thousands of them in Ketchikan's grid alone. And this wasn't the first to fail, and it likely won't be the last. According to KPU, most of them are at the end of their life. To make matters worse, KPU now has just 3 full-time linemen. Right now, there are 5 additional open positions. 2 decades ago, there were nearly 5 times as many on the job.
There's better opportunity elsewhere. Far better.
That's one of those 3 linemen, Donald Munhoven, speaking to the city council this winter. Munhoven has been a lineman with KPU for 10 years. He's the longest serving lineman on the job. He says other utilities have planning departments, engineering departments, career development models, enough supplies for when things break, adequate funding. KPU doesn't. And he says it's a big job for 3 people with almost no support staff. Ketchikan's grid is aging out on a massive scale. And according to the linemen, the fixes, maintenance, keeping the lights on, basically all of it, now rests on their shoulders. And they feel like their complaints are falling on deaf ears at the city council. Here's lineman Nick Kufner addressing the council.
You guys need to listen to that about the infrastructure here, because that's a serious thing that people aren't going to realize till something fails, and something is going to fail. I mean, it's going to. Everything is so past its lifespan, it's going to start burning up, and it has been more and more often. And it's past critical right now. People need to pay attention to that.
And a month after the lineman's warning, in the coldest stretch of February, one of Ketchikan's 4 hydropower plants did fail in a big way. The Silvis Lakes plant, located on the south end of the island, went offline after its stator winding broke. That's the part that looks like a bunch of coiled copper wires.
And that means that the facility's out of service. And in this case, the facility's out of service. It's at the worst time that it could be out of service.
Winter is when energy usage is at its highest. So to cover the gap created by the loss of the Silvis generator, Ketchikan switched to buying more energy from the Southeast Alaska Power Agency, or SEPA. That's the regional power coalition that manages 2 hydropower dams and lines connecting Ketchikan, Wrangell, and Petersburg. Since the Silvis plant went offline, Bynum says the utility is paying SEPA $100,000 a month to cover the power gap. And that's $100,000 less every month that KPU has available to spend replacing insulators and stators and poles, effectively creating a spiral. Bynum says it's a consequence of poor planning.
But, you know, we don't have a risk fund that would help us in the event of a massive catastrophic failure. Silvis is an example of that.
After the plant failure, the council voted to increase electric rates by 6% at their meeting in February.
My advocacy for talking about what financial needs were isn't an advocacy to get up here and say to raise rates just for the heck of raising rates. I'm here telling you what you need.
City Manager Delilah Walsh says, though, that to truly dig the utility out of this hole, they'd have to raise rates a lot more.
If we were to do everything we wanted to do, we'd have to raise rates by like 40%, which is ridiculous. We would have to probably do close to a 16 to 20% rate increase all at once to just be at our basic catch-up point.
Of course, Walsh says that probably won't happen. It's a tough sell, especially when prices for everything else are rising fast too.
If I came to the budget process with the council and I said, but you got to raise rates by 30%, there's no way. I mean, they're going to run me out of town.
But there's a case to be made that rates have room to grow. Ketchikan has the lowest electric rates in the state, according to Bynum, even after the recent increase. And according to data from the Department of Energy and KPU, it pencils out to about 20% below the national average and almost half of what Alaskans pay on the whole. KPU's electric division has been losing money for decades. So has its water division. Historically, those two have been effectively kept afloat by the profit made by the telecommunications division. But Walsh warned in the transmittal letter for this year's KPU budget that approach just isn't sustainable. After all, the telecom division has its own infrastructure to maintain. Walsh says that leaves the utility between a rock and a hard place.
Our mission is to deliver safe and reliable service. That's the bottom line. We keep our employees safe. We keep our citizens safe. Obviously, pole fires are not a safe utility. You know, if we have those things happening and multiple outages.
Which brings us back to the city council meeting in early May. Bynum was there because the weekend before, KPU's 3 linemen responded to an outage downtown. They were down in a vault under Creek Street, and the live wire they were there to repair exploded.
This is a near miss. We almost killed 2 of our guys on Saturday morning. When I say we, I mean our system did. We're fortunate that they're safe and that they got to go home.
for their families.
Bynum told the council that what happened that Saturday can't happen again. Now, with what they're up against, next time something fails, he can't send his guys to work on it if it's energized. That means if or when it happens again, KPU will have to put all of downtown out of service while they repair it. And it was the third outage that week and only the latest in a long string of failures. And unless the city does something to shore up its electric utility soon, Bynum says it'll only get worse. In Ketchikan, I'm Jack Darrell.
I'm Brooke Schaefer, and this has been Raven News. And now taking a quick look at the weather for Sitka for today, Tuesday, May 21st, 2024. Today, patchy fog before 7 a.m. Otherwise, mostly sunny with a high near 57. Northwest wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 44. Northwest wind around 5 miles per hour. You're tuned into your community radio station, Raven Radio KCAW in Sitka. Good morning.
This is Morning Edition on Raven Radio, KCAW Sitka. It's 1 minute after 8 o'clock. We're headed into NPR headlines and Alaska.